Jay, you didn't seem to miss Brandon last week, but how nice is it to get him back?
I mean, a guy like that, it's always good to have out there, you know. We got by with Adam, you know. Eddie had a great game. We kind of attacked one guy, so I mean, we didn't have to be out there. But, I mean, this game, we're going to need him, definitely.
How much was, I know Brandon said he put in on talking quite a bit during that week he was off. How much did you guys end up talking about?
I think we talked every day. You know, kept in contact with him, and just make sure he's all right. You know, it's tough missing a home opener. I mean, the season opener, being away from the team. I mean, it's he loves football. He loves being out here, so it was tough on him.
Given how San Diego handled you guys last year and the smack talking that they gave you in San Diego, how much have you guys looked forward?
Another game. I mean, it's another game for us, another division game. Last year's over with. I mean, they're 0-1. They're going to come in here ready to give us their best shot. I mean, they're a talented team offensively and defensively. So, shorter week for us. We got to get ready.
Any lingering animosity towards Rivers and all that stuff that happened?
Nah. He didn't play defense, so I'm not worried about him.
How much difference did
Marion make? You know, I mean, I think with him, they're a great defense. I mean, without him, they're still going to be a very good defense. I mean, he's obviously a playmaker. I mean, they know that. I mean, without him, they don't have they don't have that same presence coming off the edge, but, I mean, they've got guys to fill in. They still got Phillips on the other side. They got the two middle backers. I mean, the front three are the best. So, I mean, they're still going to be very good.
How important is, I know it's only week two, but how important is this game just based on the fact that you're pretty sure that they're going to be the main contenders in the AFC West?
Oh, it's a huge game. I mean, anytime you play a division team, especially this early, I mean, you want to get off to a good start. I mean, obviously we got off to a good one on Monday, but, I mean, this is going to be another test for us. I mean, you kind of look at him, you're like, I mean, he's a smaller guy. I mean, when we first saw him, we thought, all right, he's going to be good for punt returns, kickoff returns, quick, he's fast. But, I mean, as we worked with him more, I mean, he started to mold into a receiver we could definitely use.
Too early to call you guys contenders?
Yeah, way too early. See what happens.
You've been part of the team that's lost a superstar like Aaron.
I mean, we had B out for the first game, you know, so we kind of know what it's like. I mean, obviously we get him back, but we don't have to lose him for the entire season. It's tough. You know, it kind of takes the wind out of your sails a little bit, but they're a good team. I mean, they're a really good team. They got a lot of leaders on that team. I'm sure they'll bounce back.
Why is it too early to call you contenders?
I mean, it's second game, you know. I mean, I think everyone's contenders right now. You really don't know who's going to separate themselves from the rest of the pack.
That said, I mean, did the Oakland game do a lot for you guys confidence-wise going on the road and winning in that kind of fashion?
Yeah, I mean, anytime you go on the road and you win like that, I mean, it's tough to do in this league. I mean, with the crowd and the travel, and I mean, it's just hard to go to somebody else's stadium and do that to them. So gave us confidence, but I think everyone realizes that was just one game, and we got 15 more to go. No, really. I mean, we felt confident. I mean, it was just a matter of us going out and doing it. I mean, we knew we were capable of it. We knew we could go out and put up a bunch of points. We knew we could roll up some yards on them. It was just a matter of executing it. I mean, it started with O-line. They gave me great protection, ran the ball well. So, I mean, it was a good win for us.
As much as the offense was opened up on Monday night, as much fun as you have that you did in
the
NFL game?
I think so. I mean, we threw some different stuff at them. I mean, we lined up in a lot of different formations, but, I mean, we kind of only attacked one guy. Eddie, I mean, he had a great game. Got Tony involved a little bit with some stuff. So, I mean, we still got some more stuff, I mean, saved up. I mean, I don't know if this is the week for it with that pass rush. I mean, we got to get a running game going.
So, the very first game, our very first play, you had the reverse where you're leading, blocking on that. Tell us about that play.
Yeah, I mean, we wanted to get the ball to Eddie. We knew he was going to have a big game for us. We wanted to try to get him involved early, get him a little feel for it. So, I mean, they asked me to do that once in a while. No.
People all offseason have viewed that 61-6 deficit last year, whatever it was, to kind of look at the differences between the roster talent thing. Do you guys look at this game as kind of a gauge of where you are with them? I mean,
it's going to tell a lot. I mean, clearly. I mean, going against them, I mean, they're the best in the AFC West, have been for the last couple of years. They've definitely owned us at their place and at our place. So it's going to be a big test for us. I mean, they're talented across the board. I mean, they've been winning longer than we have. I mean, some of the younger guys here, including myself, I'm 0-4 against them.
Sean, Jim, as you guys like Brady and Merriman go out, they're done for the season. How different does the AFC look to you than it did the week ago?
It's a shame. You never want to see guys go out, especially, I mean, the star players that they are. But, I mean, it's a different complexion now, you know. I mean, Tom Brady, I mean, with him out, Patriots, I mean, they got to find some of the people to step up, you know, because he led that team. He made it all happen. And Merriman on that defense, he was kind of the trigger guy for them too. But, I mean, both teams bounced back. I mean, that's why they're great.
Time for one more, guys. You went through the pre-draft process with them.
I mean, a lot of it's speculation, a lot of it's rumors. I mean, we have no idea what's going on in house over there. I mean, just like a lot of people don't know what's happening here in our facility. So, he's a competitor. I mean, I think he's a heck of a quarterback. I think he'll pull through it. It's tough, you know. He had that great rookie year. I mean, was NFL Offensive Rookie of the Year. So, I mean, he didn't really have to struggle. I mean, kind of like I did my first five starts and then last year. So, hopefully he bounces back. We'll see, though. You know, it's always an issue, especially quarterback in this league, especially number three pick like he was, franchise on his back. I mean, pressure's going to be there whether he likes it or not, so he's going to find a way to deal with it.
Okay, thanks. Thank you.